Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, it is Thursday, and that means the weekend is in sight, so time now to start making plans. And joining us with some of his ideas is Jim Sullivan, editor of jimsullivaninc.com. Good to see you again, Jim.
Hey, Meghna. Good to see you.
So what's your first pick for us today?
Well, as you know, Meghna, since the invention of the DVR, we spend a lot of our TV watching lives trying to outsmart the programmers and zip through the ads. And Lord knows, we've all got a hate list that keeps growing daily. And I can think of a few furniture and car ads that I might put on that list. But then again, at times we all enjoy the clever ones. And that brings us to the event I'm talking about here, which is tonight at the ICA. It's called The Art and Technique of the American Commercial.
Jim, I have to agree with you. Most of them are entirely forgettable, but there are always those great ad campaigns that really stay with you forever, and some of them can be pretty funny.
Absolutely, and here's one of the commercials that will be featured tonight. It's a teenage girl explaining the HBO series True Blood to her grandmother.
What's this, honey?
Okay, Grandma, so it's this show about this crazy town in Louisiana that is filled with sex-crazed vampires, and they all want Sookie's blood.
Whose blood?
Sookie. She's a waitress and a fairy and a mind reader. Her best friend, Tara, lives with a she demon who sometimes makes Tara's eyes go all black, and the whole town has a huge orgy. Merry Christmas, Grandma. I love you so much.
I heart you too, Grandma.
Yeah, indeed. That's just one of the 26 award-winning advertisements that you can see tonight, and others include commercials for Target, Nissan, Sony, Levi's, many more.
So that's The Art and Technique of the American Commercial, taking place tonight at 7 at the ICA. Jim, what's your next pick for
us? Well, Halloween is upon us. And a lot of theaters will have old classic horror movies that come back. But what's really cool, I think, is new horror movies. And don't you really want that jolt of surprise when you're seeing a new horror movie? And the Somerville Theater's got something for you. It's called the Shudderfest. It's tomorrow and Saturday night. All new, all indie stuff. And it starts with something called I Am a Ghost from acclaimed new horror director H.P. Mendoza. And then, at midnight, the midnight flick is an 80s-style slasher flick, and here's a little taste of that for you.
For most people, college is a time for fun and experimentation.
Take her!
But for the student body of Greensboro College, their greatest achievement will be survival. Murder University.
I'm investing in my future.
Murder University, where it's not only the tuition that'll kill you.
Gee, Meghna, can you guess the title of that movie?
Yeah, I think I might be able to. I'm going to guess that it's Murder University.
Yes, Meghna, you got it. That's it. So, Meghna, I'm guessing you're a big fan of horror movies, right?
Actually, no, not exactly. I'm totally squeamish when it comes to horror films. I end up having nightmares for days, so not a fan.
Maybe not for you this weekend, but for some of our listeners here.
Oh, I think a lot of people would love this.
Oh, yeah, it's great fun.
So that's Shudderfest tomorrow and Saturday night at the Somerville Theater. Well, on a completely different note, Jim, I actually have a pick today as well.
No blood, no gore?
No blood, no gore, enlightenment, rather.
Ah.
And this is taking place at Wellesley College, and it's a group of Tibetan Buddhist nuns who are spending several days constructing a sand mandala. And do you know what one of those is?
No idea.
So it's basically a two-dimensional Buddhist painting, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. that's made all with sand. They take colorful sand and sift it between their fingers and make very delicate lines.
So people come and watch the artists do this?
Yes, you can. I mean, it takes them several days of focused concentration, but they have a live web stream of this for the first time.
Now, is it men, women, both?
Women.
Women.
Yeah,
oh,
good
women?
Question, actually. Good question, because usually Buddhist monks are the ones who make these sand mandalas,
right.
But these are some of the few Buddhist nuns who are trained to do it.
Very cool.
So that's at Wellesley College, and on Sunday they're having a closing ceremony before they dismantle the sand mandala, because they are transient things in the Buddhist tradition. Mm-hmm. But that'll be Sunday, October 28th at Wellesley College. So that's my pick for the day.
Very good.
And Jim, that means we have time for one more pick, and I understand it sounds a little like this.
I reflect from your shadow.
So, Jim, who is this?
That's the XX, and they are a Brit Rock trio. They're performing tonight at the House of Blues, and there's kind of a hushed feeling about them.
I mean, you can hear hushed in their sound. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a stripped-down, austere sound, floating guitars and synths, some very delicate beats, soft male and female vocals. It's a really kind of quiet, moody tension, very spare, and very few traces of kind of what we hear in most rock and roll, the tension and release of it all. Their new album, Coexist, is even more stripped down from where they were then. So it's a quiet night.
It sounds like a great way to maybe get into the weekend, because that's happening tonight at the House of Blues. Jim Sullivan, editor of JimSullivanInc.com, thanks as always for your picks.
And thank you.
There's more information about these picks at RadioBoston.org.
Being as in love, love, love.